Today's audio cast for Monday, March 19th, 2007 from AvWeb is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. On Friday morning at the FAA Forecast Conference in Washington, D.C., AOPA's Randy Kanagi discussed the changes in attitude by his association's 410,000 members in its latest survey. Some 66% said that the political environment is not so good. More than 90% of AOPA members said they would fly less if the FAA wins its proposed hike in fuel tax from 19.4 to 70.1 cents per gallon, while 334,000 AOPA members live in the outskirts of Class B airspace and would be subject to user fees. Rusty Sachs, executive director of the National Association of Flight Instructors, saw plunging numbers. He said that while there are 89,000 U.S. instructor certificates in wallets and desk drawers, no more than 12,000 are actively training students. Sachs believes it will be tough to meet pilot training demand in emerging markets like China and India. At a very light jet panel, also at the FAA Forecast Conference, Eclipse Aviation Director of Public Relations Andrew Broom swept aside the myth that VLJ pilots were limited to rich dentists. He said that VLJs are easier to fly than twin-engine pistons and that the Eclipse 500 was efficient at flight levels in the 20s, while its cabin fit and finish matched that of 7-series BMW sedans. Diamond Aircraft Industries President Peter Maurer defied attendees to define VLJ, saying that other than flying a new generation of turbofans and an advanced glass cockpit, the weight, thrust, number of engines, and costs differed with more variants ahead as VLJ makers challenged both high-end pistons and downscaled business jets. Honda Aircraft on Thursday tapped GKN Aerospace, Avcorp, and Garmin as major component suppliers for the Honda jet. GKN's Tallahassee facility will supply the jet's composite fuselage structural subassembly. Olathe, Kansas-based Garmin will provide a state-of-the-art avionics system for the Honda jet, and Avcorp of Delta, British Columbia will build the aluminum wing structural subassembly. On February 9th, Honda Aircraft announced plans to establish its world headquarters and jet production plant at Greensboro, North Carolina. The company's 215,000-square-foot headquarters will be the center of all HondaJet activity, including type certification, sales, marketing, and service support activity, and continued research and development activities. An adjacent facility will handle production of the HondaJet, including final assembly of all structural components and parts, aircraft system assembly and installation, completion of the interior, and painting. Deliveries of the HondaJet are slated to begin in 2010. Saab Avatronic says it has successfully tested a missile defense system aimed at the civilian market that doesn't use white-hot magnesium to confuse heat-seeking heads on man-portable air defense system missiles, more commonly known as man-pads. The potential collateral damage from the hundreds of flaming flares used in most military countermeasures has been a stumbling block to their integration on civilian aircraft, but Saab says its civil aircraft missile protection system changes all that. The Saab system dispenses non-pyrotechnic decoys made by British-based Chemring countermeasures. Just how they work isn't clear, but Saab said it successfully tested them at a military range in South Africa using an Embraer EMB-120. With a stroke of a pen, the production life of the Boeing 747-400 passenger jet came to an abrupt end last week, but it's hardly the end of the line for the aircraft family that started the jumbo movement in 1969. Boeing technically had four more 400s to build, but it appears Philippine Airlines changed its order and asked for 777s instead. That brought the 747-400 line symbolically to an end after about 450 were delivered, but there are dozens and perhaps hundreds of other types of 747s on the order books that will keep the folks in Washington State busy for years to come. Boeing still has 36 747-400 freighters to build while it develops the 747-8, a modernized version of the jumbo jet that uses a new wing and the efficient engines developed for the 787 Dreamliner. There are about 60 orders for the freight version of the 747-8, and Lufthansa has placed an order for about 20 passenger versions. Hartzell propellers will soon be available with factory-installed de-icing systems. Until now, aftermarket vendors have built and installed the systems, but Hartzell says it now plans to offer the system on its full range of de-iceable props. According to the company, the new Hartzell de-ice components will replace previous third-party manufacturer de-ice parts, including de-icer boots, wire harness, and slip rings. Hartzell claims its own gear is as good or better than the aftermarket equipment, and it's offering enhanced warranty protection on the homegrown de-ice systems. The boots themselves will be covered for 18 months or 2,000 flight hours, while the other components are warranted for 12 months or 1,000 hours. Hartzell says labor will be included in its warranty packages. The latest company trying to resume production of Commander piston singles says it may be taking orders for aircraft in 2 months. The announcement from Commander Premier Aircraft Corporation came after FAA granted the company parts manufacturing approval following a field audit of its new production facilities in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. The company was formed by about 50 Commander owners who chipped in to buy the assets of the former manufacturer in 2005. The first goal is to restock the spare parts shelves in the Missouri plant, and most of these parts will come from subcontractors, but the PMA designation allows Commander Premier to assess and approve the suitability of the parts for use in the existing fleet. As the company gets into the swing of things producing spares, it will gradually expand operations to start building whole airplanes, which it expects to do later this year. Now you get the latest general aviation news from AvWeb as it happens at AvWeb.com. The same concise but comprehensive news stories that you've come to expect from AvWeb, along with brain teasers, the video of the week, picture of the week, and the pilot's lounge for the very reasonable price of nothing. That's right, it's all free. Just log on to www.avweb.com. Comments on this audio cast are welcome at audionews@avweb.com, and this report was brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. Look for AvWeb's next audio cast on Friday, March 23rd. I'm Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.